If you work for yourself, KiwiSaver can feel like something that was built for other people. There's no employer to enroll you, no one matching your contributions, and no payroll quietly setting money aside each fortnight. But here's the important thing to understand. As a self-employed person, you can absolutely still join KiwiSaver, you can still claim the government incentive, and you can still build a genuinely strong retirement fund. It just works a little differently, and it pays to set it up the right way for an income that isn't always the same from month to month. In this guide, I'll walk you through how contributions work when you're self-employed, how to actually pay into your KiwiSaver, how to make sure you capture the full government contribution each year, and why all of this is worth the effort. Let's start with how contributions work. For self-employed people, KiwiSaver is voluntary. There's no mandatory contribution rate the way there is for employees, so you choose how much you put in and when. As a rough starting guide, contributing around 6% of your income is a solid target to aim for, but don't let that number put you off. Even smaller, regular amounts add up in a meaningful way over time. And to be clear, there's no minimum requirement and no penalty for contributing nothing at all. But there is a real cost to sitting out, and it's one a lot of people don't notice they're paying. By contributing nothing, you miss the government incentive entirely. More on that shortly. So how do you actually pay in? There are two simple approaches, and you can use either one or a mix of both. The first is regular bank transfers. This is the simplest method. You set up an automatic payment from your bank account straight to your KiwiSaver provider, whether that's monthly, fortnightly, or quarterly. You pick the amount and the frequency. This works really well if your income is reasonably steady. The second is lump sum payments. If your income is irregular, which it often is when you work for yourself, lump sums work just as well. You can pay directly to your provider or through your MyIR account with Inland Revenue. Inland Revenue, sometimes shortened to IRD, runs the MyIR portal that lets you make one-off contributions whenever it suits you. A lot of self-employed people simply top up in the good months, or before the deadline each year. That deadline is the one date really worth remembering. The government member tax credit is worked out over the KiwiSaver year, which runs from the 1st of July to the 30th of June. To receive the full credit of $260.72, you need to have contributed at least $1,042.86 before the 30th of June each year. This is the number to keep an eye on, and it's something I help clients track so they don't miss out. Let me put the whole thing into a simple sequence you can follow. First, set up regular contributions if your cash flow allows it. Even $50 a month adds up significantly over time, thanks to compound growth. Second, work out the right amount for you. Around 6% of your income is a reasonable target, and the minimum to unlock the full government credit is that $1,042.86 a year. Third, use your MyIR account for lump sums when your income fluctuates and you'd rather contribute more in the better months. Fourth, check your balance before the 30th of June. Log into your provider or to MyIR and confirm you've hit the threshold. And if you haven't, top up before the deadline. And fifth, review your contributions as your income changes over the years, increasing when business is strong and easing off if things slow down. The key is simply not to stop altogether. Now, why is all of this worth doing? Let me talk through the real benefits. The first is the government contribution. That member tax credit of up to $260.72 a year is available to every KiwiSaver member, and that includes the self-employed. Put in $1,042.86 across the year, and the government adds another $260.72 on top. That's an effective 25% boost on your first $1,042.86 of contributions before your investment returns are even counted. Another way to think about it, for every dollar you contribute, up to that threshold, the government adds 25 cents. The second benefit is long-term savings. Without a workplace scheme or an employer match, KiwiSaver is often the most accessible long-term savings vehicle a self-employed Kiwi has. Regular contributions into a growth fund can compound significantly over 20 to 30 years, building a meaningful retirement balance alongside whatever business assets you might hold. That leads to the third point, which is compounding itself. The earlier you start and the more consistently you contribute, the harder compound growth works for you. Even modest regular contributions in a well-chosen fund can grow into a substantial balance over time. In a free session, I can show you the real projections for your own situation rather than just talking in general terms. And there's a fourth benefit that often gets overlooked: protection in bankruptcy. Your KiwiSaver funds are protected if you're ever declared bankrupt, unlike many other personal assets. For self-employed people who carry business risk, that's a genuinely important feature. Your KiwiSaver balance can't be touched by creditors. So what does getting this right actually look like? If you're not yet a member, I can help you enroll with the right provider from day one. If you're already in KiwiSaver, I'll review your current fund and provider to check they suit a self-employed person's needs. From there, we build a contribution plan that fits how your income actually flows, whether that's a fixed monthly transfer, flexible lump sums, or a combination, with the aim of hitting that annual threshold consistently without straining your cash flow in the quieter months. And because there's no employer dictating a default fund, you have full freedom to choose the right provider and fund for you. I compare the market and make a personalized recommendation at no cost to you. Just to be clear, this is general information and it doesn't take into account your personal circumstances. KiwiSaver decisions can have long-term consequences, so it's worth getting personalized financial advice before you make any big changes. If you'd like help getting your self-employed KiwiSaver set up properly or reviewing the setup you already have, you can book a free, no-obligation session using the booking option on this page. There's no pressure and no cost, just a straightforward conversation about making your KiwiSaver work harder for you.